The U.S. military command in Doha, Qatar, is investigating what is described as the worst friendly fire incident of the Iraq war. The Pentagon hasn't released details of this incident, but eyewitnesses say at least 18 people were killed and some 45 wounded when an American jet fighter dropped a bomb on a convoy in northern Iraq that included U.S. special forces and their Kurdish allies. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Erbil in northern Iraq.
Shortly after noon yesterday, a convoy of U.S. Special Forces, Kurdish militia fighters, and journalists were all traveling together towards the town of Dibagan when the American team called in close air support against nearby Iraqi tanks. Eyewitnesses say two F-15 Tomcats made several low passes overhead and then dropped one missile on the coalition convoy. BBC cameraman Fred Scott was there when it exploded.
I don't know what it actually looked like, but I definitely saw something come down and hit. Next thing I remember was just being face down, trying to crawl, and trying to figure out if I had all my parts still attached. And there's just screaming all around me.
Though wounded in several places, Scott retrieved his camera and filmed the immediate aftermath of the airstrike. Through the blood smeared on Scott's camera lens, you could still make out at least half a dozen vehicles burning nearby. The heat began setting off ammunition stored inside the trucks.
Just overhead.
It's RPGs that are cooking up.
Moments later, with American warplanes still flying overhead, the BBC crew realized their translator, Kamran Abdulrazak Mohammed, was missing.
I can't find Kamran. Yeah, there's Cameron lying down on the grass.
Cameraman Scott says some of the American troops who were engaged nearby in an ongoing battle with Iraqi forces came to treat the victims.
Either the medics from the 173rd or all the other special forces guys were all over the place immediately doing what they could for all the wounded. And, you know, obviously a lot of them were stunned.
Still, they could not save translator Abdulrazak Mohammed. Later, Kurdish officials said more than 50 other Kurds had been killed and injured in the strike, among them top commander Waji Barzani. He was flown for treatment to a U.S. base in Germany. Party spokesman Hoshyar Zebari called yesterday's mistargeted airstrike a regrettable incident.
We understand, really, in such a high-tech war, this incident could take place. But this does not and will not undermine our resolve, our commitment to continue working very closely with the U.S., with the coalition, in order to achieve our common goal, which is regime change and the liberation of the people of Iraq.
Fighting along the northern front has intensified over the last 5 days, as lightly armed Kurdish and American infantry, backed up by U.S. warplanes, have repeatedly clashed with Iraqi tanks and artillery. Kurdish officials say their mission is to harass and pin down Saddam Hussein's armies in the north, in part to relieve Iraqi pressure on coalition troops around Baghdad. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Erbil in northern Iraq.